You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Mike Hagee with Scott Pridemore for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Thanks for tuning in today with Mayor John Annarella as our special guest of the town of Huntersville. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
I'm happy to be here. Made it all the way down to Charlotte today.
With no traffic.
No traffic.
Well, we are grateful that you took the time out. We never take that for granted. And I think a large part of the driving engine of town of Huntersville's growth has been attributed to your leadership. And so you've seen that for the past 22 years you've been living up in the northern corridor, right?
Yes. We've lived in Mecklenburg County for over 30 years. We moved to the Burkdale community in Huntersville about 22 years ago. And it's been amazing. There were 10,000 people then and over 64,000 today.
Oh, and wow. It just seems to continue to grow, doesn't it?
It is. We're growing at probably about 3% a year, which off of our base now, that's about 2,000 people. So, overall percentage might have declined, but we're still bringing people in.
Wow. Well, we're definitely feeling that from just the driving aspect and traffic and, development and growth. And do you think we're keeping up from a community perspective, from a standpoint of developing enough housing units to match the demand?
Well, it's funny. Right now, we all talk about the housing shortage. And I think at certain price points, we're lacking right now within Huntersville, probably on the more lower end, under 250 area. But I think there's in the community's new developments that 350 to 400, there are a lot of inventory coming online over the next few years.
That's great. And being in public service, you've been in now for many years and done an incredible job. Can you take us back to maybe the 20-year-old, John Annarella that was just kind of getting started in his career and deciding maybe there's on the horizon the aspect of public service, and how'd you go from there to here?
Well, it's interesting. I always did some volunteering as a young person, but nothing like in politics until my wife and I had our first child. And when you have your first child, things change a lot, and you're worried about what type of life you're going to leave with them as they grow and so forth. And really what happened to me was our daughter was getting ready to go to school. And, she was going from one school that was passing another school. And, it was like, why is that happening? So we got very involved in school races. And then from there, I have a passion for it, I guess, and must be good at it. So I helped other candidates and then eventually became a candidate.
Wow. And you have a background and you're currently, you have a business in finance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a part-time job being mayor. So my full-time position for the last 30-something years has been helping people manage their own money. And I've been doing that on my own for about 15 years now. And that's how I keep my family happy, because the mayor thing does not pay enough to do that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Your background and your knowledge in finance and running your business, I can see how that would be incredibly important in being a mayor for a city.
We just look at things so differently than government looks at it. And I don't want to get too much into details, but our first town board meeting, they were looking at projecting running deficits for handling our debt. And I said, well, why are we doing that? We have cash. We can reduce our debt. We can refinance our debt. And the long story short is, by changing the mentality of how the government was functioning, probably saved about $600,000, $650,000 of interest payments a year, which to us is a penny on our tax rate. But nobody else raised their hand when they were presenting that. And those are the things that I think, when towns and businesses are going well, people don't look at what possibly could happen when things don't go well.
Sure.
And if you have a lot of debt and you're not doing well, it's going to hurt you.
Well, you're living there, you and your family firsthand, you've, as stated, 22 years in Huntersville. What makes the difference for Huntersville when we consider other like-in-kind cities and towns around within the Charlotte region? In your vision, why do you see folks that make Huntersville home? What is the best of Huntersville that draws those people?
Well, one of the best things is that we're not Charlotte. So we're still a small town, but we're very accessible to Charlotte. In addition, one of the big attractions for Huntersville right now is 485 being completed. A lot of businesses are looking to sit right on top of 485 so their employees can get to the airport easily. We have good schools. We have a lot of choices of schools in Huntersville. And I think we're still maintaining, even though we're 60, 65,000 people, we're still maintaining that small town feel. We're trying to redevelop our downtown. We have just completed our Veterans Park. We think we're going to have an event down there almost every weekend. We have a Veterans Parade. We have various festivals. And I think the thing that surprises a lot of people about Huntersville is even though we have these little events, it's a pretty big area.
Sure.
I mean, you start describing to people Renaissance Festival, to the Raptor Center and various things, and they're like, that's all Huntersville? I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's still Huntersville.
And a lot of plantation, right?
A lot of plantation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where the Raptor Center is and, the McGuire Nuclear Station and where the Renaissance, Skybrook. I mean, that's all Huntersville.
Absolutely. A lot going on. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So what would you envision the next 10 years how that will shape Huntersville?
Well, most of the growth in Huntersville is going to occur on the east side of the downtown area. So that would be anything east of Highway 115, because most of the western side is either developed or can't be developed because of the watershed near the Lake Norman. So I think a lot of our growth is going to come east. And what I'm trying to do, what the town's trying to do, is rather than play catch up with the infrastructure, is as the growth is happening or prior to the growth is happening, try to get the infrastructure built. And it's a little bit hard to do because a lot of the ways the roads are being funded are based on congestion and your growth already and various things that more established areas would get the funding. So the town overall is getting about $550 million worth of road funding over the next 6 or 7 years. But we're trying to say, okay, how can we use our money to help alleviate any future problems?
And it seems, obviously, just watching and living in the town as well as our office being in Rosedale and Huntersville in our north office, we've seen firsthand just the growth trajectory as well as your position of being very proactive and things like, the growth, it's a consequence, but it's a positive thing of having the schools and having so many students looking to get in a certain area. So you've been very proactive in formulating task force and or, really observing this and researching this and making sure you have all the information for making a decision. Can you talk a little bit about the plan for the schools? And
oh, you mean the municipal charter school?
Yes.
Okay. So we became part of a bill about a year ago. Which allows the town of Huntersville, Cornelius, Mint Hill, and Matthews to look into the possibility of having our own municipal charter school. And really where we are today with our schools, we feel they're overcrowded, the majority of them. In addition, CMS, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, did not have any new funding of a school for probably at least the next 7 to 10 years in North Mecklenburg. So we became part of this ability to have a municipal charter, and we're looking into that. We have a citizens task force that's looking at that. We hope to have their recommendation probably in May. And really where we are, and we've talked with CMS, if we feel like there's overcrowding right now, the simplest, the shortest way of getting more seats of quality schools would be a charter. And whether that's we partner with another charter or go out on our own is yet to be determined. But with CMS not having any plans for the next 7 to 10 years of adding any new school capacity, we probably could add capacity in the next couple of years. And I think that might just be something we'll have to do.
And on that note, going back to the tax rate, you mentioned just a penny on the tax rate as a drop in the bucket. It's one of those things that amazes me about going through Huntersville 101 and learning about the town's processes and behind the curtain and the way things function on a local government level, that the firemen that are in the town of Huntersville are absolutely incredible, and predominantly a volunteer base, which offsets by, you know, large scale, a large expense. It's amazing to me the culture of the firemen in the town of Huntersville that are willing to put their own lives on the line and constantly, you know, deliver service along with the police and many others. But isn't that right about the fire department?
Yeah. So the fire is really quasi volunteer. So there are people that get paid. There are always somebody at every station. We have four stations throughout the town that are getting paid to be there. And then you supplement them with volunteers. We are probably at some point going to have to look at having full-time fire. Maybe that looks like not only Huntersville, but maybe Cornelius and Davidson, maybe some type of joint department. So we're actually in the process of investigating that right now. And we're also looking at where is Huntersville growing? The east side, where does it not have another fire station? On the east side. So we're looking for land right now to possibly acquire and then build fire station number 5 in the next couple of years. Oh. You know, that's the thing. I think government, rightly so, is very reactive. And I've tried, and town board has tried, to be very proactive. So we have a lot of road projects happening. I'm having a meeting next week with a lot of the businesses that would be affected by that road project. Eventually, it'll be all positive, but when the cones are out and the construction's happening, it'll impact you. So rather than react and, you know, oh, why is this road closed? We're having, you know, maybe 20, 25 businesses come to a meeting and say, look, I want you to know when things are happening. I need your point of contact. Here's the schedule as we know it. So this won't impact your business as negatively as it could.
So. One of the greatest amenities in Huntersville is the Huntersville Family and Aquatic Center. And it's in a region that's often criticized for having a, you know, a lack of parks and pools. And we know that you're a lifelong swimmer and a big advocate of just, you know, aquatic opportunity. And under your watch, the HFFA has changed management and is now, for the first time in 19 years, actually making money. How big of a deal was this for Huntersville and the families and the taxpayers here?
Well, it's probably a bigger deal than most people understand. The facility opened up almost 19 years ago and actually had to borrow money from the town over the first 10 or so years, up to, I think it was $5.1 million it owed the town. And then it could supplement its losses with something called wholetail motel tax. And that was anywhere between $500,000 to $700,000 a year. Well, in just 18 months, the new management company has not only stayed off the losses, they're making money. And the facility itself will now be able to pay back the $5.1 million. Now, it's going to take about 12 years, but at least it's going to take actually pay back. And it's making money. So what that means is we can now take that $500,000 or $600,000 that's being used to just make it break even. We can actually use that for roads and other parks and greenways and sidewalks and all the other amenities that people are looking for. And that's in 18 months. So it's really been on a $3.5 million budget. They've turned it around about $700,000.
Wow. And a brand new rec center right across the street.
Right. And it complements the rec center because we lost a little basketball space, but we have two new basketball courts across the street. We also have now outdoor workout facility that we just opened up the other day. And the area now is a complete recreational destination because we have softball, baseball fields, and a little bit of soccer fields there too.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, and Discovery Place right there in downtown Huntersville. I live on the south side. I know Mike lives in Huntersville, but I have heard from other friends and clients that also live in South Charlotte that will go to the Huntersville location to because it's easier. You get parking, you get in and out more expeditiously. So you're attracting, well, Huntersville is attracting folks from all over the region to downtown Huntersville because of these amenities, as well as the Aquatic Center. It's very interesting.
Right. And it's been a real plus for the town. However, there hasn't been anything to do downtown once you're there. So it's our job to try to figure out, now we have Veterans Park. You can go to Veterans Park. We're also, the town has a lot of land, and we're in the process of selling some of that land to developers who bring a restaurant or some other retail downtown. It's interesting because everybody wants to have a nice downtown. We don't have really the bones that a lot, you know, like a Davidson has, or you know, a Kannapolis or some other towns. We have a, really a clean sheet. And, you know, we have plans for it, and it's going to be exciting over the next 3 to 5 years what comes out of the ground. And when you go to Discovery Kids, not only will you go there, you'll probably go have something to eat, and sure, then maybe you'll go to the park afterwards. And, you know, sure, we're bringing art downtown. I'm very proud of that. We started an arts committee, public arts committee, to we've had people donate art. We didn't know where to go and what to do with it. So we have that happening, and so there's going to, it's going to be transformative over the next 3 to 5 years.
Fantastic.
That's really cool. And can you speak a little bit about the type of businesses I know that are being attracted to Huntersville? There are so many that seem to be coming out of the ground as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As I said, a lot of businesses are attracted because of the access to 485 and to the airport. So we're getting a lot of Western European companies that are either relocating to Huntersville or actually physically moving their new headquarters, North American headquarters. We've Swiss company, two German companies, a Spanish company, a Mexican company. So they're really attracted for the twofold reason of one, close to the airport and Charlotte, not necessarily paying Charlotte taxes. And then two, they like the more town feel versus the city feel. So when you look at where these companies are coming from, they're not coming from Germany and Munich. They're coming from a smaller town in Munich. And it's interesting. One of the things they ask for a lot is, how's your greenway system? Because, you know, we know the Europeans are much more bikers than we are. And they get very excited that we're building out our greenway system over the next year or two, because I think the greenway system has been neglected prior to when we came on board. And we'll have a crosstown greenway system built in the next 3 years, 7 miles, and then there'll be a lot more connectivity. So it's just interesting as you're recruiting businesses, what they're looking for. And one of our main assets is the business park in Huntersville. And they're all on board for connecting their greenway so their employees can walk on it or bike to home or whatever.
Absolutely.
What have you.
That's a huge benefit.
It's been interesting because it's a cultural thing in Europe. It's much more prevalent. And I'm a big I like greenways too. So
Yeah.
And just seeing some of the plans for the vision of from downtown Huntersville to the connecting neighborhoods and even going north and connecting the towns and having that connectivity. It seems like that's been a big, you know, push for the connectivity, but not only the greenways, but potential roads as well.
Yeah. One of the things I think is under spoken about is that this is accurate, every single new development that we've approved in the last 3 years has dedicated land for the greenway system.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're not building it, but they're at least giving you the right of way.
Well, that's the first step.
So the developers have embraced this greenway movement as well. And that makes our job a lot easier. We just have to fund it, right? We don't have to buy the land. But it's, you know, hopefully the county and then with the partnership with the town as well. So
it's great to see the businesses and really trying to achieve a common goal with the town and the long term
and I want to make
livability.
Sure everybody understands this has been a voluntary thing the developers are doing.
Wow. You
know, I've seen some where they are requiring and so forth. And we haven't required it at all. And I think if you sell it correctly and you talk about the vision, you know, they'll buy into it as well. And you know, quite frankly, some of the land is not used, couldn't be used for houses anyway, but you know, it's typically near a stream or some type of wetland that, you know, can turn into a greenway very easily.
Very good. You want to talk about the big announcement?
I was going to say, I mean, your announcement of your third term named, I mean, a ton of accomplishment in the last, you know, two terms, police jurisdiction, parks. I mean, a commitment, like you said, to the Greenway, $1.3 million, new sidewalks, just to name a few. I mean, what would you say you're most proud of the past 4 years?
Well, I ran 3 years ago because I said that Huntersville needed to lead. It was the biggest town in the county, and I feel like we've done that. We've done a really good job of, you know, on certain issues, for example, policing, allowing our police to police our own unincorporated area. We led the charge on that. On this Huntersville Education Options, looking at charter schools, we're the lead town doing that. And then ultimately, I think, and it's kind of boring, but I just think changing the way they're doing their financing is going to allow the town, whether I'm the mayor or anybody else is the mayor, a lot more flexibility to do things in the future that they wouldn't have had the ability unless they had to raise the taxes.
Wow. So that's awesome. Yeah. Well, we can definitely see the change around the town, and with so much growth, having the right leadership in place is pivotal to making that happen for years to come. And so the announcement has been put out. You've officially, are you putting the campaign together at this point?
Yep. Yeah. My wife is allowing me to run one more time. This will be it. Otherwise, I'll be looking for another home to move to. But yeah, this will be it. And, we're excited. And I think we have a lot to run on, but we still have a lot to do.
That's great.
Very good.
And where can our listeners find more information about you, about the town, and about the campaign?
Well, Huntersville.org for any town information. I'd say if you're interested, if you live in Huntersville, you want to join or get involved, a lot of committees we have, and there's always an opening. And then on myself, it's electjohnannarella.com, which is my last name's A-N-E-R-A-L-L-A. So,
that's great.
Very good. Look forward to the bright future of Huntersville and you continuing the good work.
Well, I appreciate it and thank you for having me today.
Well, we're grateful that you came on board and from the town of Huntersville, making the drive down and with one of Charlotte's great suburbs, close to uptown, close to the lake and home to tons of amenities, still reigned as one of the largest towns in the Grove. So proud to be a member of the community there as well. We appreciate your time coming on the show today.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Mike Heggie, Scott Pridemore, Mayor John Annarella with the town of Huntersville for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.